We know intuitively that walks in the woods are just good for the soul. And our guest today will tell you that it is not your imagination that you feel that way after a walk. Linda Krueger is tonight's speaker for the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center's Fireside Lecture Series, which you can watch online tonight, and we'll tell you about that later. But Linda, I want to thank you for being here to share a little bit about what the Japanese call forest bathing, but in our country we call it forest therapy. Tell us a little bit about what makes you sort of a forest therapy, a therapist, or do you consider yourself a forest therapist?
Actually, what we say as forest therapists, we say the forest is the therapist and we're the guides. And so we guide people out into the forest and let the forest do its magic. I guess I grew up on a farm in Michigan and spent a lot of time growing up with my family out hiking and camping and being outdoors in nature, and became a park ranger first in Michigan and then here in Alaska, and eventually made my way to get a PhD in forestry down at the University of Washington. And recently, about 2 years ago, retired from the Forest Service after doing research with social science research with the Forest Service for 28 years. So I've spent my life in and around nature and working with people to acclimatize them, get them to understand their relationship to the outdoors and nature, and have always been curious. You know, we know, like you said, we know that when we're outdoors, we feel good. And somebody will say, you know, you think it's in your head. Well, actually, it's in your brain. It's the way the outdoors, different aspects of the outdoors interact with our brains to make us actually be healthier people.
So when you talk about your brain having this sensation, you know, you hear John Denver's Rocky Mountain High song, kind of famous. And I have heard people say that they do get a high. It's subtle, but they get a rush from being outdoors and experiencing the wilderness. Is that real, or is that something that you just kind of conjure up because you like doing that?
Actually, it's very much real. And thanks to mostly to the Japanese for all the millions of dollars of research that they put into it. But then also around the world now, scientists have been studying this for a while. And it just has to do with all of our senses and how we sense the world around us, particularly our sense of smell. And we're really fortunate here in Alaska, much like in Japan, we have a lot of conifer trees. Well, here there's spruce and hemlock. In Japan, there are a lot of pine trees. And these trees give off what's called phytoncides or chemicals that they're using as a defense mechanism. But for us, those chemicals trigger our brains and boost our immune system function, result in anti-cancer protein activity, and reducing stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And it also increases our serotonin, which is our feel-good chemical. And there we go. Yeah. And we also know that seeing green and blue are very relaxing. And so that can also help bring down our stress levels and help us be more relaxed, help lower blood pressure and heart rate. And so we get just all kinds of benefits.
So when did you have your own sort of personal aha moment? I know you're a scientist, but before you began taking people out on these extended hikes, did you come to any realizations personally from your own experience?
So not to give people the wrong impression, these aren't extended hikes. Actually, you can go out for 15 minutes and you might be out for 15 minutes. And in fact, you might not be walking at all. You may be sitting at what we call a sit spot, or you may be walking very, very slowly for 15 or 20 minutes, if that's all you have. I guess my aha moments were when I was working with state parks here in Juneau in the 80s, and just realizing that there were benefits from the national forest, from the Tongass National Forest, that weren't being accounted for. You know, we were accounting for the values of the timber, somewhat accounting for the values of fish, but we weren't accounting for the health benefits. And health benefits, when you think about how much money we spend in this country on health and wellness, health benefits are huge. And the national forests and state forests, all of our forest lands provide just exceptional amounts of health benefits.
Well, I'm like you, getting on in my years, but you're in very good shape. I mean, I hear that some of the hikes you've taken people on can last for a couple of hours, and it was really good to hear you say that, you know, you don't have to be that physically fit to be able to experience this. Have you worked with seniors to help them forest bathe, and what kind of results have you seen?
Absolutely. On one of my walks, actually, I took out someone in a wheelchair and someone else with a walker. And like I said, you don't have to go very far. We make sure that the footing is very stable, flat, and there, you know, so that there's not anything over to trip over, depending on people's ability, but certainly making it so that the person isn't going to have any problems with where we're going. And like I say, it's being slow and quiet when we're out in the forest and just being present, taking some deep breaths, being out there, being in aware and tuning in to our breathing, tuning into what's around us. And actually what the walks that I've done with people around Juneau, the surprising thing is how surprised people are to go to a place that they've been many, many, many times and see it so differently. Notice things that they've never noticed before. And that's really exciting for me. I mean, that makes me really happy when people see a place with new eyes.
Well, what about kids? Because they always have to run way up ahead of you and run back, and they just have so much energy to burn. How do you recommend exposing children to forest bathing? Or is that even possible?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you asked that, because the walk that I did with a person in a wheelchair and a person with a walker, we had a 5-year-old with us. And the 5-year-old was totally entertained by just pointing out things in nature, pointing out things along the way that we had. And one of the recommendations for people, I'm a really active person too. So the hardest thing for me, I think, was walking very slowly and being present and paying attention, because I'm the kind of walker that I'm out to get from here to there. And but what's interesting is what you can do with children or people like me is take them out for a good walk first, you know, walk for 20 minutes at a fast pace and burn up some of that energy and get the satisfaction of getting that exercise and that physical activity. And then you can slow yourself down, and then you can be present, and then you can take advantage of being slow and seeing what's around you.
All right. So we're going to use our imaginations, because that's what radio is good at, right? So
right.
So humor me here. So we are in a place right now, one of your favorite places for forest bathing. Where are we?
We're beautiful. This is beautiful. Okay. We're probably up off of the Treadwell Ditch Trail.
Okay. And describe it so I see it in my mind's eye.
Okay, so we're over here on Douglas Island, up on the Treadwell Ditch Trail. We're in a very narrow place where the trees are very, very close to the trail on both sides. And there's blueberry bushes, and there's spruce and hemlock trees, and we can look straight ahead. The trail is straight ahead of us, so we can see where we're going. And but we can reach out beside us and reach out and touch the vegetation.
So what are your instructions going to be to me?
Okay, what I'd like you to do is quiet your mind, be present here in this place, close your eyes, and just relax. And we're just going to be here for a few minutes. Take a couple of deep breaths. So just take a deep breath.
Okay.
Another deep breath. And now what I'd like you to do is listen, focus on your sense of hearing, and listen to what you hear. What do you hear that's close by? What sounds,
Maybe
what
birds?
sounds, yeah, what sounds do you hear that are far away?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that when I go out. Next time I'll do
And
that.
what's the loudest sound that you hear?
Well, sometimes I'll hear like a raven kind of complain or an eagle sort of chatter off in the distance.
What about the quietest sound that you hear?
Maybe wind sometimes.
Do you hear sounds that are interacting with each other?
Yes, you can hear kind of the branches react to the wind. So we're having kind of a radio forest bathing experience.
Absolutely.
This is wonderful. So for tonight, I know that probably you're going to gather people that like to be outdoors. So what's your focus going to be for tonight's talk?
Tonight's focus is on what the research is behind why this works for us. How spending time outdoors in nature has all of these positive health and wellness benefits. What's the research behind what makes that happen and why that works? We've talked about that a little bit this afternoon, but I'll go into more detail tonight. And you know, one of the exciting things for me was I was able to interact with one of the kind of fathers of Shinrin Yoku or forest bathing at some international conferences in Australia and Austria and Norway, and he said he wrote a book fairly recently, and he said there's no medicine you can take that has such a direct influence on your health as a walk in a beautiful forest. He's saying that based on a lot of research. And so, what is the research that led him to say that and to encourage people to go for a walk in the forest?
You know, and we are so lucky in Alaska because I'm thinking of the Japanese, and maybe that's why they have an appreciation for that. They do have nice parks and little urban oases for people, but by and large, if you go to Tokyo, you know, it's wall-to-wall people and they get packed into subways. So I suppose that being out in nature is very special to them, and maybe we take it for granted.
That's right. That's very special. And I think that's one of the reasons that this Shinrin Yoku had got its start in Japan is the Tokyo is so packed. And when the internet industry and the high tech industry got started going there, people were committing suicide. They were so stressed out. And so the government was really, really at kind of its wit's end trying to figure out, okay, what can we do for these people? And they arrived at getting people out into nature and taking them out of the city. And so all across the country of Japan, there are forest bathing locations where you can go and spend an overnight or a weekend just forest bathing.
That is wonderful. Well, once again, you can find out more from Linda Kruger about the benefits of forest therapy simply by going to the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center's Facebook page. The live presentation begins tonight. And Linda, any final words for people who may not be able to get to your presentation tonight?
Yes, I do. This Sunday is International Day of Forests. And so this weekend is a prime time to get out and enjoy your forest. While you're out there, take time to slow yourself down, close your eyes, take a couple of breaths, smell your forest around you, use all your senses, incorporate all your senses as you're in the forest this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, Linda Kruger, for sharing this with us. And we'll have to have you back to keep us on track with forest bathing, okay?
Thank you, Rhonda. I'd love to come back. Everyone, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.